This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Let's get to Marvel Stadium and start to really build up as the deadline gets closer. Mitch Cleary from AFL.com.au and Trade Radio has been the dominant force during this period. And he joins us. Mitch, how's it all starting to take shape? You're there now. Are we going to start to see some of the clubs filter through soon?
Good afternoon, boys. A few of the clubs just starting to roll in now, so it's getting real. The journos piling in as well. There's about 40 seats laid out for all the hard-hitting journos to fire through the next... What have we got? Less than 6 hours now until the trade deadline. So Geelong's just arrived. They've confirmed their interest in Josh Jenkins. So one to watch before now that they're on.
So that was your story at the start of the day. Why don't we start there? Stephen Wells has confirmed his interest. It's not going to take much, is it?
No, it's not. We're talking a fourth or fifth round pick, Jack. This is as much about the Crows clearing his money as it is what the pick will take. So it'll be pretty minute in terms of the deal and what it will take, because as for the Crows, they're wanting to get him off their books with 2 years to run. It's about $1 million he's got to play with over his next 2 years. His manager, Paul Connors, has come out and said he's ready to take a pay cut. The Crows will pay a bit of that. So as my calculations sit, the Cats could be paying as little as $200,000 to $250,000 for Josh Jenkins' contract for the next two seasons.
Let's talk Joey Danaher, Tom Papley. Are these the future of these two players dependent on each other?
I think Papley gets done first. I don't think Papley impacts on Danaher, but I think for the Swans to get Danaher through, they need to get Papley out the door and get that pick 9 in. I can't see, unless they're trading a player, that the Bombers are accepting anything less than pick 5 and 9 right now. Considering 5 and 25 has been on the table for so long, I think they're going to need 9 to get this deal going. That's, of course, Mick, unless they choose to put a player on the table. We still haven't heard that, and we're less than 6 hours away now. So I think that's unlikely, unless something comes up real late for a player to be part of this Danaher deal.
Yeah, so your gut feel on Papley is that will get done, and then Danaher,
yeah, I think
less confident but still confident.
Yeah, I think so. So I think Papley happens first, and that's the first domino in order to make Danaher happen. So I don't think Danaher can happen without Papley, but I think Papley is probably independent, and that will get done regardless of what happens with Danaher. So I see 9 going to the Swans of Papley, maybe a late pick, and then something like Papley and a 25 making its way back to the Blues, which would then unlock Carlton's wish to get Jack Martin through the door. So a few deals are reliant on one another, but I think Papley is the first one that will get the ball rolling on a few others.
Mitch, why won't Brad Crouch's name go away?
It's because he still, in his mind, is not sold on being Adelaide Crows footballer next year, Jack. It's as simple as that. Other clubs are aware of it. It's why his management, up until a week ago, was still canvassing options with other clubs. And I know it's going to look unlikely that he gets traded, purely because the Crows won't want to lose another player in that class. He's just won their BNF. The Crows aren't going to let him walk right now, but other clubs are aware, as it sits right now, that he is not entirely happy at that footy club. He's away on holidays now. I think it's more than likely he's a Crow, but as Damien Barrett told us this morning, he wouldn't be surprised if a club threw a late Hail Mary for a player like Brad Crouch. And the Suns, they're probably armed with the best picks, even outside of 1 and 2. I'm expecting them to go with Rowell and Anderson at the draft. They've got pick 15, they've got pick 20, and you can't forget they've got next year's first-round pick and that pick 11 that the AFL gave them. So the Suns are armed for a pursuit of Brad Crouch, but I just can't see it happening because the Crows are going to dig their heels in so much.
I was going to say, it would have to be an extraordinary deal for Adelaide to be willing to do this, wouldn't it?
It would. In part of that, the Suns have been given a nice bounty by the AFL. You talk about 20 this year, you add in pick 11 for next year. So if any club was to get it done and really make the Crows sweat, it would be the Suns. But he's a contracted player at Westlake, so they'd have to allow him to go. And this far into it, I can't see them letting him go, especially with what they've lost and the Nelsies going out through the door.
And let's stay with the Crows, Mitch. Alex Keith, he's been hotly debated on this program this afternoon. Tommy Morris reporting that the Gold Coast have opened an expression of interest. May he fall through the preseason draft?
Yeah, the Suns are really keen on Alex Keith when he was coming through the system as a cricketer. And there was a few clubs circling. He ended up choosing the Crows because of his relationship with the recruiters at that footy club. I just checked this out in the last 15 minutes. As far as I read it, it's still on track and everyone's working towards a deal between the Dogs and the Crows to get Keith to the Witten Oval. But Tom may know something that I don't, and that maybe the Suns are lurking around in the background, but I still see everything and all seems ahead on him becoming a Bulldog.
Mitch, we've spoken about the big dogs still available, but I'm looking at our list here and we've got guys, the likes of Pitney and Lewis Taylor, Blake Akers, I know will be tied in with something else, Dan Butler, et cetera, et cetera. Do we expect there to be a flurry soon?
I think so. Once all the clubs start arriving, you've got Ken Wood, who we'll have access to tonight as part of the Vision exclusivity, Jack. Ken Wood's room will start to become a hive of activity once all the clubs roll in. So only a handful in here at the moment. I'm expecting those ones you mentioned, like Kangamachi, Mark Pitney, you talk about Andrew Phillips. Riley Beveridge is here telling me that Andrew Phillips is probably the first deal that goes down inside the next hour from the Carlton Footy Club to Essendon. So there's a few of these small ones. Like Zach Smith, we knew the details on this yesterday, that 58 will go to Geelong for Zach Smith. That will be on trade for Jack Stevens. So there's quite a few that I'm expecting to drop, and I think the ones we'll be talking about late are Danaher, potentially Tom Papley, and a few others like maybe even Alex Keith.
What about Bradley Hill, Blake Akers and James Aish, and how they've intertwined, and what Fremantle might end up with post-Bradley Hill jumping on the plane to Victoria?
Yeah, it's an interesting play by the Dockers. Justin Lomiua takes the reins next year. He picks up two 23-year-olds in James Aish and Blake Akers on 3 deals each. We'll see how it pans out, but you could argue that they've got them both walking to the best 22 at the Dockers, considering they're losing Bradley Hill and Ed Langdon, Nick, as you know so well. I think it's not a bad play from the Dockers. They're not going to have to give up too much for both players. On Aish, I think the Pies are more than happy to let him walk. They're not going to be asking for too much in return. It's more about clearing his money for the guys that they'll need to re-sign in 12 months' time, Grundy, Moore and Degoe. And then as for Akers, I think he's probably just going to be the cherry on top in this Bradley Hill deal. And as we read it right now, it'll be the Saints pick 10, their future seconds, Blake Akers, and most likely that 58 that the Saints obtain from Geelong once it gets there for Jack Stevens. So the Dockers holding out on that deal that was put to them earlier in the week with pick 6. It's probably going to be, you know, probably going to be even when you come to it at the end of today. They're going to get 10 instead of 6 and a second rounder instead of a third rounder. It probably evens it out after what the deal that the Dockers knocked back.
Mitch, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to hearing from you a little bit later on today.
Thanks, boys. 5 o'clock, AFL website. Kane Corns, Damien Barrett, Terry Wallace. You'll be able to watch it all live and exclusive access inside the deal room.
Oh, and that we will be. Thank you, Mitch. Just plugging his own shows
absolutely
for later on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. He's in makeup at the moment, Mitch.
How's the confidence on our man at the moment? It's just